Well, there's more fallout about Jim Crow Joe's State of the Union address. And oh, we like to say, we told you so, we told you so, we told you so. But let's get to it. So, you know, Biden, he has signaled an election year shift to the center. He wants to make sure to get back on good graces with the Republicans and basically the broader white society. Now, by embracing a strategy, he hopes will protect fragile Democrat majorities in Congress. But they're saying that he's risking a revolt from key voices across his party's coalition. Now, they say in his first State of the Union address Tuesday night, Jim Crow Joe embraced Republican calls to strengthen the nation's southern border and barely mentioned climate change. He said he glossed over concerns about voting rights and spent little time heralding his historic decision to nominate the first black woman to serve on the Supreme Court. And on domestic issues, he was perhaps the most blunt in disavowing the push from some Black Lives Matter activists to defund the police. They said that his calculated message threaded through one of the most important speeches of Biden's young presidency. They say it marked a clear effort to reset the political climate for Democrats. Now, polls suggest the party losing support from almost every demographic at the outset of the 2022 campaign. They say, but Biden's efforts to stabilize the party could alienate the coalition of black people, young people, progressives, and independents who delivered him the presidency in 2022 and will be needed again this year. Biden is not worried about that. Biden himself is in office. He's not worried. What he's trying to do is let the Republicans know, look, when you take over, I'm still your man, because you're going to take over in those midterms. So I'm good with you. So whatever y'all want to do, hey, y'all know me. I've been around a long time. I've ate with y'all. I've had dinner with your wives and your children. Y'all know me. Y'all know I really wasn't on that defund the police crap. Y'all know I wasn't about no civil rights or no racism. Y'all know that. Y'all know I was a game I was playing just to get elected. And those silly black folks, you know, they fall for it every time. You know, I got to go hug on them and go to their churches. And this is why I even told them that they don't vote for me. They're not black, because they're silly enough to actually believe something like that. And that's why they be sitting around laughing at black folk. I mean, beyond with you, why wouldn't anybody laugh at black folks at this point? Now, he said his address intensified debate inside the party about how to best proceed this year, with many veteran lawmakers embracing Biden's tone, while younger, more progressive candidate critics on the left warned he was disconnecting with the Democrats and loyal voters. He never connected with the most loyal. He played a game. He said what he had to say to get elected, and he got elected. The veteran lawmakers they're talking about, the rank and file Democrat. Let me tell y'all something. Joe Manchin is the rank and file Democrat. Okay. He's just bold enough to say it. He's bold enough to do what he's doing. Kyrsten Sinema, she's the rank and file Democrat. They're just mad that they're bold enough to be that. Okay. Now, we know in the system of white supremacy, there's no such thing as a Democrat or a Republican. Either you're a white supremacist or you're not. Let's call that what it is. Now, they say that there was a particular frustration with Biden's declaration that the nation's police need more funding, seen by some as tone deaf. It said overture to white voters at the expense of millions of black Americans still waiting for the president to deliver promised police reforms almost 2 years after George Floyd's murder. Of course, that whole speech was directed to white people. I mean, what do y'all think? Let me tell y'all something. Jim Crow Joe and no white person is not going to try to get on the outs with the broader white community. They're not going to do that. They'll play the game with you a little bit, but they're not going to do that. At the end of the day, y'all have to think. Jim Crow Joe, he's white. Look at the situation in Ukraine right now. You see all the coverage and how they're covering that, and they say, oh, my God, these are middle-class, successful people. I mean, this is not a third-world country. This is Europe. We're civilized over here. You get what I'm saying? Like, they only care about themselves and think about themselves. And long as they're good, then it's okay. The only reason why you seen all that pandemic money go around and all this stuff that was happening because white people were suffering. They didn't do it for you. Y'all have to think about that. They didn't do it for you. And if they had a way to actually just give it to white people and not give it to you without really causing a ruckus in society that they wouldn't be able to handle, they would do it. Now, quote, our party often we target the white moderate, we target the white independent, and say, I get it, right? Say, those are the swing voters and we want them, but we continue to underestimate black and brown people. Here we go, this no coalition. Stop saying that. Any representative that tells me black in anything, I don't want to hear them, because those people have proven that they have no reason to end white supremacy as we know it, because it's counterproductive to them to end white supremacy. Okay. Now that's your Jamal Bowman, your black Democrat. He said he liked 95% of the speech, maybe 97%, but he missed the opportunity to bring black voters in more and voters of color in more. See, ain't nothing about Biden's speech was about black folk. He didn't even mention black folks. So you have a whole black politician saying that he liked the speech, maybe even up to 97%, didn't mention black folk. This is why everybody in Congressional Black Caucus got to go. They bought and paid for. Why do we need those people in there? I have no support for the Congressional Black Caucus at all. I don't support them because they all Boulé members. And they're not Boulé members. They Democrat shines. Yes, I use the word shines because that's what they are at this point, a shine. Now, beyond Washington, it said Melina Abdullah, a grassroots director for BLM, was more frank in her criticism. It said slapping down those on the left. It said wanting to defund the police. Biden three times called for funding as Democrats and Republicans gave him a standing ovation. She says, and I quote, "It's appalling that he would say it, that he would repeat it. And he would say it with such exuberance," Abdullah said, warning of the dire political consequences. She said, and I quote, "They think we don't have a choice. Maybe we won't vote for Republicans, but we will stay home. And that's something that Democrats can't afford to have happen." See, Sister Melina, if you come across this podcast and anybody knows Sister Melina, share this with her. Let me tell you something. The race soldiers is the foot soldiers and enforcement wing of white supremacy. They cannot afford to get rid of that because they know that they are the only ones standing in between black folks taking over if they so chose to. They know this. Okay. That's their protection. For white folks, they call 911. 911 will be an emergency line, not just because you a black person is standing in the street, but they know they can call the police on you. That is their hitmen if they need to be. They're legal hitmen. They're not going to get rid of that. They're not going to reform that. In order to truly reform it, you got to destroy it and then rebuild it from scratch. That's the only way that entity could be reformed. Now, I see Sister Melina here is saying, well, she's not going to vote for a Republican, but she says she could sit it out. Oh, now y'all want to sit it out. All before, we got to vote. Oh, no, we got to vote. Oh, and listen to what she said. Let's go back. She said, they think we don't have a choice. Do you know why they think that? Because y'all silly Negroes for more than 50 years have shown them that you don't have a choice, because you have campaigned out here to have black people literally acting like voting for Democrat is a freaking religion. And then if you don't vote for them, you're going to go to the pits of hell or fire and brimstone if you don't vote for the freaking Democrat Party. That's the way y'all have acted with people. Y'all have fussed with people, shame people. You want to disavow people, have y'all your so-called Boulé news reporters, Joy Reid, Boulé Martin, all the ones like that, telling people they stupid and all kind of things. You know, he loved to tell people they stupid. You don't have to talk down to black people. Notice that I don't call black people those names when I'm trying to talk about my points. I don't have to call black people no names that disagree with me because I have the truth on my side. And if you don't agree with me, you don't have to. All you have to do is sit back and wait and watch what happens. And then when it really happened, I can just come back and say, see, I told you a year ago, I tried to tell you, but you didn't want to listen. Now you want to talk about this again? See, this is what black folks are trying to tell y'all before this man got in office. But y'all in Black Lives Matter, y'all the main ones, was out here talking about this Biden. Y'all even took black folks' money, and it came out proven that y'all took black folks' money and put it in all these Democrat campaigns. Because so you invested your money in trash. And then look at the investment that you put in. It's coming right back to going back to what Trump and them was saying, the Republicans. You understand what I'm saying? Now you want to sit it out. What you want to sit it out for now? What for? Ski wee, right? Souls to the polls. Strut to the polls. Whatever them sisters were doing, you remember that? They strutting to the polls. Now, y'all was cutting the jig when this man was elected. I'll never forget that. Y'all was cutting the jig for real. And I'm like, look at them. Look at them. And then y'all the same people that be up here talking about pray for Ukraine. Because you can't stand Master to suffer. Or Miss Ann to suffer. Don't talk about sitting it out now. But, you know, okay. All right. And I've said this before. Learn from your lessons. If you don't want to vote for a Republican, fine. You don't have it in you to protest vote. I get it. So just sit it out. That's all. Hashtag sit it out. That's it. You're not getting nothing out of it, right? So hashtag sit it out. Now, continuing. They say from now on, the White House is betting that Democrats have more to gain by siding with voters in the middle, which are white, who are worried about the nation's rising crime rates than those focused on police brutality. They say in public polling indicates that a significant portion of voters of color do support increased funding for law enforcement. When they say color, they're not talking about black people. Y'all need to stop doing that. Point out what colors are saying it, right? And I quote, Nancy Pelosi says, that's absolutely fine. She said of Biden's explicit opposition to calls for defunding police. She said, first of all, nobody in our caucus ever said that before the last election. But the Republicans wanted to tattoo something that was said outside of our members. Now, Steny Hoyer out of Maryland said, I think he spoke for us all. I'm going to repeat that again. Steny Hoyer, he's the number two House Democrat leader out of Maryland. A lot of black folks live in Maryland. He said, I think he spoke for us all, meaning you're not getting a George Floyd bill. That's what that means. Meaning I'm going to push everything the Republicans are talking about. These people don't care about black folk. Look at what the Democrats have done. They push all this stuff with, you know, the virus and all of that, all these mandates. A lot of y'all got fired for not doing it. And all of a sudden now, oh, well, you know, hey, March this day, we're going to go ahead and drop the mask and go ahead and get rid of the passports and all of that. And y'all come on, get back to shopping again. Get back and just blowing your money and not saving a freaking thing. So this man had pushed all of that, got a lot of people lost their jobs. They've been on for 20, 30 years. And now all of a sudden that same party is saying, oh, you know what? Hey, no more the mask, no more anything. Nothing at all. Nothing. Right? But yeah, so y'all can go vote for? Okay. The Democrats support the race soldiers, period. The Republicans support the race soldiers, period. But y'all thought, oh, the Democrats, they're different. They benefit off the system. Listen, no white person is going to cut their throat for you. Have y'all figured that out yet? Look at the Ukraine. See, them brothers and sisters from the African continent are figuring that out real quick. How them folks is not going to cut their throat for you. All of that lying they be telling y'all about inclusion and diversity and all that lying they be telling y'all about how they want y'all to go to school in their countries and all things that they want y'all to do. When the rubber meets the road, they are not going to share nothing with you. They're not going to prioritize you. See, Africans are finding that out real quick, right? They're finding that out. They don't even want to even say they're African at this point. They're not saying I'm Nigerian. I'm black. Hey, you tell them, hey, you know, nah, we all black. Nah, I ain't black. I'm this. I ain't black. I'm that. Black is y'all. I'm this. But boy, you get in trouble. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. You doing something to black people. Yeah, y'all, this is what y'all doing to black people. Not one time have I heard African. I thought that was very interesting. Out of all this, you know, white supremacy that's happening to our brothers and sisters over there in these European countries, they ain't using the word African. They using the word blacks. See, they know, listen, I told y'all, they know what they saying when they say black. They calling on us when they say black. And we've been telling y'all that we are a global black family. Stop separating, because when you get in trouble, that white man ain't going to come help you no matter where you at. But, you know, like I said before, some black folks don't believe fat meat is greasy until they find out. Now, Hoyer continued to say he was trying to dispel what a false scenario that the Republicans have tried to create since a couple of our members out of 223 or four said they would afford defunding the police. Right. So he mentioned in AOC and her little team there, who was they call the squad. Right. He said Democrats are not for defunding the police. So I want to hear what y'all got to say about the Democrats now. They have solidified their allegiance to the police, the race soldiers. But of course, some of them, like I said, Cori Bush, she said, I'm not going to change how I feel. I'm not going to stop saying defund the police at all. They say only 34% of Americans say that the things Biden's done in office are good for Americans, according to a February APNORC poll. It said nearly 29% say he has been bad for black Americans, and another 36% say he's been neither good or bad. Now, that's a decline from the first few months of the presidency, when 50% said in the poll in April and early May that he was doing good things for black Americans. Now, they said that as the midterm campaigns continue with such tension in the Democrat Party and likely to subside, they say a potential preview was to come in nine-term incumbent Texas Representative Henry Kuehler. Failed to clear the 50% threshold in Tuesday's Democratic primary and will face the progressive challenger Jessica Cisneros in a runoff election in May. They basically are in trouble all over the place. People are pissed off with Jim Crow Joe, as they should be. But many people are just shocked that Jim Crow Joe is all, you know, team police. Well, why would he be against the police when he authored the 1994 crime bill? He's not. And in that bill, it called for more funding for the police. I'm like, it's amazing how people just don't check people's history. Don't check people's paperwork. I don't understand that. It's not that hard these days. It's not like back in the day that you had to actually go to the library and go and do some research for hours. No, you can literally sit on your computer, sit on your cell phone, your tablet, your laptop, put in this man's name, check what he was agreement to in certain bills he authored, things he voted no for, things he voted yes for. It's all that's public record. Nothing that is hidden. But it's just amazing how these people are so shocked at this man. This is why in 2019, I branded him the term Jim Crow Joe. And I'm glad that term has stuck. You know, a lot of people I see now is saying Jim Crow Joe, and I'm happy about that. But I know what I was saying back in 2019 when I labeled him Jim Crow Joe, because that's exactly who he is. Now y'all finding out the hard way. So as I always mentioned, Soulja Boy recently, and Soulja Boy say, "What y'all gonna do? Well, what black folk? What you gonna do? Are you gonna sit? Are you gonna hashtag sit it out? Are you gonna hashtag protest vote? Which one? Either one is fine to me, as long as you don't give your vote to a Democrat. The most disrespectful party to black people. At least the Republicans, I know where they stand. And I'm fine with that. They're open with it. But that Democrat Party, like I said, they've been more disrespectful and more racist to black people. So what are you going to do? You have midterms. Your only choices is hashtag sit it out or hashtag protest vote. That's it. That's it. One option is for the emotional, and the other option is for the non-emotional. But either one is good with me. It's good with me. And you will show the Democrats that you mean business. And when you do this, they're going to be mad. They're going to be calling you out. Expect Boulay Martin to be going in, cussing, fussing. Expect Joy Reid to be calling names and throwing out these terms, misinformation, disinformation. Look at them blame the Russians. Look at the blame people. You know, trust me. They're going to be hot because their job is predicated on getting black people to the polls. Y'all have to understand that. They're black people who get paid very well to keep you in bondage and keep you, you know, with the going on with the okie doke. You understand? And if these people don't deliver black people to them, then those funds get cut off. That water get cut off. So like Lamar said, like Lamar said in BMF, you got to cut their water off. And the only way you can cut off Boulay Martin's water, all way you can cut off Joy Reid's water and the rest of them that's advocating for the Democrats is just hashtag sit it out or hashtag protest vote. Either way, but cut their water off. They need their water cut off. For real, for real. But with that being said, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the podcast today. I greatly appreciate that. But before we close out this particular podcast, we need your help with something. So, you know, we have a GoFundMe here for actually my little girl's dancing team. She joined a dancing team. And, you know, I went to the Mardi Gras parade with them. I thought it was very interesting to do that. And shout out to the brother that hollered at me at the Mardi Gras parade. And, you know, from what's going on right now, they need a building to do their practices. They're doing it actually at a particular gym that they know someone, but they're also practicing other sports. And these little girls just need like their own area to do what they need to do. But it costs money. It's not, you know, free or nothing like that. So anything you guys could want to donate toward that project, to help them. I mean, they're trying to raise $10,000 to do this. I think it could be done. I said, listen, I want to reach out. I say, even to my, I say audience, with this particular project, I told them, you know, let me try to do that because, you know, it's good to have kids into different things. It's positive for them. They definitely make sure they exercise. And, you know, we want our kids exercising for sure. But let's say I met everybody that's affiliated with it. It's on the up and up. So we want to make sure the kids could be, like I say, in a decent building, something that's dedicated for them. And so that's more so like, so you can read the GoFundMe yourself. Like I said, we'll put that pinned comment in the chat. We'll make sure to put that there for y'all. And like any amount is greatly appreciated. But, you know, when you do these sports and different things like that, it definitely costs money. Nothing is expensive. I'm sorry. Nothing is cheap. Let me say that. Nothing is cheap. Definitely. And, but like I said, I greatly appreciate y'all for that type of love offering to those little girls. Like I said, it's helping little girls, you know, in a team and in the community. And that's just something that we should do. I mean, a lot of us waste money on things that we, probably shouldn't, but hey, we can put it toward helping out, you know, kids in our community. Then that's an awesome thing. So, you know, thank you for in advance, you know, for blessing them with love offerings today. I really appreciate that. And I'll be, you know, definitely checking to see how, you know, how what we're at on that. But thank you once again, ladies and gentlemen, for listening, and see you next time.